outlet for that is another, well, it can go into the original filler neck fitting. Sometimes that's possible, sometimes it isn't, because they did have a few different designs.
Yeah.
But that's also where you would put the galley sink would be draining into that tank at that point. And below the trap for the galley sink, but above the floor, you put a T in there, and that goes to a vent pipe through the ceiling. And, you know, depending on the configuration of the trailer, it can be go up inside the pantry, or it could flow all the way along underneath a bed and out the roof somewhere. And in some instances, they did vent stacks between the skins, where literally there was a pipe that was, you know, it was like a PVC pipe that was bent with a torch or heat or something to bend it, to allow it to be encapsulated in the wall, so you didn't have like this big pipe going up in the middle where you could see it. So yeah, that's how we did that, and part of the reason why is because obviously the tank has to vent out the top to avoid having an airlock in the tank, and now. The way you get your shower water and your vanity sink water, which is at the back of the trailer, that would go down through the floor, those two drains, and drain into the outlet coming from the gray tank. So it would be teed in before it hits the dump valve assembly. So just for example, your gray valve is closed, and you're running the shower, the water is going to backflow into the gray tank.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the top of the gray tank and the bottom of the shower are only 5/8 of an inch or the thickness of the floor apart from each other.
Yep, and mine's basically the same way, except for since I was building mine, I put a side entry into the tank for this bathroom tub and sink. So
yep.
The kitchen sink literally goes in the top of the tank, like you just said, with a T that goes up to the roof for a vent, and then the tub and the bathroom, they under the floor go into the side of the tank, and then there's another exit out to the another part of the tank toward the drain. So that's how I did mine. But you could do it. So what you're describing is basically exactly how I did mine, and I was fearful of draining into the side of the tank, but it doesn't do anything. It works fine. It's like
right.
It's the, like gravity.
The water goes
physics.
Down. It flows sideways.
Yeah, yeah. It fills it up sideways.
But what I should warn you is that the trailer, you know, it's quite a long distance between the shower and the tank. So if your trailer is not perfectly level or perfectly flat floor for that matter, you may find times where you're having a shower saying, why isn't this water going away? Well, it's because the back of the trailer is lower than the front of the trailer. It may be only off by, a couple degrees, but it doesn't allow it to flow. Not easily anyway when the tank is pretty full, put it that way.
Yeah.
So we've had problems with like, the tank shouldn't be full now. I don't understand. And then I'd go walk out to the tongue jack after I got out of the shower and lower the tongue, and suddenly all the shower water drains away.
Yeah. Or there's a lot of hair in there.
So right.
You get that little...
That's another option. But
stainless steel thing.
That was long ago for me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but you don't have a teenage daughter.
Right. Now, one thing I should point out, though, and I scratched my head many years ago, and it was very obvious, but, you know, until it happens to you, you don't really, you kind of wonder. We had a client we did all this for, and it wasn't, we put gray tanks and stuff.